Here we are for the first episode of the last month of 2021. Oh, mighty vault of silliness, what have you for us today? It's a dumb birthday game from December 5th, 1992. The title of this bit of radio insanity is Assumed Names. More on that later. Norm gives a great intro to the game, informing us of its worldwide appeal. In addition to visits from Arthur Godfrey and Lionel Barrymore, we are treated to a couple of tales from Norm's storied career in radio. One even includes a full-on reenactment. Before we get to the details about the game, let's mention our sponsors. Classic Ovaltine, Lou Innes of Chicago, Illinois, and his watch allergy, for which Gold Bond medicated powder provided soothing relief. First Night 93 promo. And Norm reads one for WBZ and the National Safety Council. The cast of characters for the game are as follows. Ron in Bellingham. Barbara from Quebec. Wolfie, loaded with poor jokes. Debbie and Wellesley, back from a date at IHOP. I'm producing, playing in studio, and possibly taking up smoking and explaining jokes. Jack in Traffic, who talks smoking. And it leads to a discussion that must relate to a commercial that featured celebrities who quit, or maybe nothing close to that. I just don't know. Wolfie wastes no time saying inane things, and Norm says if he wanted that, he could have just had Robert from Everett or Greg the Squirrel Man on. Then we chat about peak flow meters, toys from the dentist, and Norm regales us with the great prizes he would get from his barber, including medical devices. Other prizes allowed Norm to work magic with his scale model creations. Oh, we do have birthdays to get to, don't we? Little Richard, Calvin Trillin, Morgan Brittany. Now, if you thought the show wasn't already off the rails, this birthday is the genesis for the title of the episode. It also begins a hilarious contestant revolt against Wolfie. Continuing with the birthdays, Jim Messina, Chad Mitchell, or maybe not. Kim Basinger. This one reveals Debbie's true motives as to why she has never heard of most of the celebrities. And it's a personal one. Beau Bridges, and we close with Kirk Douglas. Get ready to laugh. Episode 66, Assumed Names, begins now.
Here's the dumb birthday game, and of course it's an exciting game that's caught on throughout the entire world. There's even a Russian version of it now. There's a Spanish language version of it. And we're expecting soon to be a Belgian, Flemish version of the game. Thank you. Well, maybe not. Maybe I'm exaggerating. Let's find out who will be playing the game with us. The idea being to guess the ages of people born on this date. And with this, of course, simple, stupid premise, comes dialogue and kind of conversational stuff that is just hilarious and fun and provocative and just sets all-time radio up to a new dimension. Ron is with us from Bellingham. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Norm. How are you?
Could you talk in your own voice this time? Would that be okay with you? Tony says your own voice is very much like the voice you're doing.
Yes, it is.
I see. Okay. Barbara is with us also from Quebec.
Hello, Norm.
Hello. How you doing up there in Quebec?
Not too bad. And you?
I'm not doing too bad either.
That's good. Yeah? I have a cold, but that's okay.
I guess that sort of comes this time of the year. I think a lot of people have colds. Yeah. Did you get a flu shot?
No.
You're not old enough.
Well, I don't know how old you have to be.
Well, they're talking about older people, senior citizen stuff. I know you haven't reached that point.
No, I'm not a senior citizen yet.
Yeah. Or people
did
with
you
any...
get yours?
Yes. You had to ask me that, Barbara. You had to ask me that.
Yeah.
I was going to drive up to Quebec. I was going to take you out to the finest restaurant up there. I was going to wine and dine you.
I take it back.
Well, sure. Just forget it now, Barbara.
Okay.
Barbara, it's too late for that.
Okay.
I'll be up in about 2 hours.
Okay, I'll be waiting.
And I forget, where are you in Quebec?
In Quebec City.
Oh, you're right in Quebec City.
Yeah.
Okay. You speak French, too?
Yes.
Okay. Want to do this whole program in French?
Oh, sure. We did it in French the last time.
Did we?
Yeah.
Like I'd ask you...
Only Bill Hart was non, eh?
Jacques. His name is Jacques. Jacques Hart.
Oh, is it Jacques?
Oh, we call him Jacques.
Jacques. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
his name is actually Jacques Coeur.
Oh, oui. I like Jacques. I want to say bonjour to Jacques.
Well, he'll be on with us in just a moment as soon as we get to some other members of the panel.
Sure.
Like Wolfie. Wolfie, how do you say wolf in French?
Wolf.
I see. Hello, Wolfie.
Well, I don't know in French. In Greek, they call me Likos.
And in Italian, it would be Lupo. That's like Alan Lupo. Alan Lupo, the writer. His name should be Alan Wolf.
I know how to say in French, which got me into all kinds of trouble when I was working a switchboard in Florida and I got calls from Canada. I used to start out with, Comment allez-vous, mon ami?
You got into trouble saying, Comment allez-vous, mon ami?
Yeah, because I didn't know where to go from there.
I see. This is going to be kind of fun because Wolfie's on, of course, with more of his wonderfully interesting stories. I can hardly wait. Let's bring on Debbie before we get to those stories. Debbie,
do they sell her products in the 24-hour stores? They got a little bakery thing now called Little Debbie's.
Yeah.
They sell for 25 and 35 cents, which is a worthwhile.
Yeah. How you doing, Debbie?
Good, how are you?
Good. I just heard some clicking. Well, I don't know if that's somebody off the line or not. I don't think so. We'll see. Anyway, nice to have you with us again, Debbie. You're staying up late again for a little fella.
Just got home, so.
You just got home from what, from a date?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Huh?
Come a little closer to the phone. Speak up just a little bit, okay? Where did you go on the date?
We just drove around and went to an IHOP and talked. And.
Is he a nice guy?
Yeah.
You've been out with this guy before?
No.
This your first date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. There's nothing like an IHOP on the first date.
Yeah, that's really nice too.
I'm telling you.
Did he pour the syrup for you? Was he a gentleman like that? Did he say, excuse me, Debbie, you're so adorable. Let me pour the syrup on your blueberry pancake. Did he do that?
Yes.
I got a hint for you, Norm. If you go up to see Barbara in a couple hours, order the French toast.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That would make sense, wouldn't it, since she's up in Quebec?
Well, I'll make them for him.
Oh. Would you do, because I love French toast. Oh, God, I love French toast.
I'm going to race you up there, Norm.
Okay.
Scramble, too, don't break the yolks.
Oh, God, I forgot he's still there.
I lost my appetite. I won't be up, Rob. I'm sorry.
I'm not hungry either. And that's Tony Nesbitt, of course, is part of our panel, and so is Jack Hart.
Bonjour.
Oh, bonjour, Jacques. Comment allez-vous?
There we go. That's not a response now, see ya.
Normie, where tout
do like Norm, just say oui, oui.
Okay.
I'm still considering taking up smoking, by the way.
Oh, it's kind of interesting because one of the women we talked about will be one of the women whose age we will guess a little bit later on.
Ooh.
I won't tell you which one it is, but we will guess her age. And I'm talking like Wolfie.
Jack and I were wondering if you... He thought this... Would you say that cigarette sales would...
Oh, cigarette sales would soar, actually, in that, you know, and then everybody would be hooked, and there wouldn't be enough Kim Basingers around to, you know.
No. Obviously, people who are not smoking now will have to put something in there so that they will not just give it up just in order to have Kim Basinger.
Oh,
that's the loophole.
You have been smoking for 6 months.
No, we'll work that out. Yes.
Smoke that cigarette.
Oh, puff, Wolfie, puff, will you just shut up, for God's sake?
Now, do you get two
up.
Women for a cigar? And what do you do if you smoke a pipe?
No, it's all the same.
Would you walk a mile for a camel?
Then there's a whole group of people who choose who chew tobacco.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't want to kiss them though. So.
Yeah. After all, kissing somebody who smokes is like licking an ashtray.
Would you walk a mile for a camel?
You just said that, and you got no response before, Wolfie. Don't you know when to quit? You going to sit there and say inane things during this entire thing? Is this the way it's going to go?
I can say a little sensible things.
If we wanted to name things, I could have had Robert here. I could have had Greg the Squirrel Man. We would need you.
He looked very good in a squirrel suit a couple of years ago at the farm station.
You wanted him, Wolfie. Tell me. Yeah. Tell me the truth.
Yeah. He said, boy, I'd give up cigarettes if I could wear that wolf suit or squirrel suit, whatever the suit was.
A wolf suit.
That's right, yeah. I think... Wolfie is a sheep in wolf's clothing?
A wolf in sheep's clothing.
We may actually be onto a whole thing whereby an incentive therapy situation for smokers.
How's that? Now, you may have some other ideas along those lines.
Well, if it was going to be a thrill for them to wear a squirrel costume, well, they couldn't wear it unless they stopped smoking for 2 months.
That's a good idea.
For example,
excellent idea. Excellent idea.
Normie.
Yes.
Talking for real, I'd like the public, if I only knew what the thing is, VA hospital gave me a toy
yes.
that I have to breathe into and hold a little thing that floats up and down, and I have to breathe into it.
To test the velocity, the strength of your lungs.
Yeah, I'd like to just, every smoker that goes by me, I'd like to just stand out in the middle of the Ritz Hotel there where I stay all day long anyway and just say, hey, after you get through with the cigarette, try this for a little while.
After your mouth has been on it?
Yeah. it's a device I have that at home too. It's a tube that connects with
the little ball,
a hose with it. Yeah, ball. Yeah, and the more you suck
in, to get those at the dentist.
The higher the ball goes, and they indicate how strong your lungs are.
Used to get them at the dentist.
Really?
With the little plastic rings. I used to always pick the.
I used to get them at a barber shop when haircuts were a quarter, and they give you a prize. On Halloween, we'd get a mask. On Christmas, we'd get a little Santa thing.
I wish.
And the rest of the year,
yours.
And sometimes we'd get a sphygmomanometer, so we could go home and test our blood pressure too. This barber was really very health conscious.
Have a tongue depressor.
Yeah, that's right. He gave us a whole box of tongue depressors. As a matter of fact, I made out a whole model Park Square with the Greyhound bus terminal and the whole business in there strictly out of tongue depressors.
You know what? I used to love getting the used throat culture swabs.
Oh, those are fun. You can do high skyscrapers with that.
It's incredible.
I used to make some of the Greyhound buses coming out of the little Greyhound bus terminal with those. And the little Burger King restaurant over there.
I'll give you an update, Normie.
And
the
cotton
great
swabs. Cotton swabs are very good, too, for you can mold them.
Nothing like a cotton swab.
Okay, let's go on with the birthday game.
The Greyhound is boarded up.
The Greyhound is all boarded up?
Yes, the Greyhound is now not in Park Square, but has been moved to South Station.
Oh, that's where Peter Pan is.
Well, no. Peter Pan has their own place across the street. The Greyhound is in with the South Station complex.
Well, I'd better start building a South Station complex depressors.
How does Peter stand all that noise from the buses?
I didn't even know he had a dog.
Yeah.
You're not familiar with the Peter Pan bus lines. They had to go out to Worcester and Worcester here.
Yeah, Peter Pan, Greyhound. He had a Peter Pan, the character, the dog.
Oh,
there
we
go, explaining things again.
Okay. Hey, little Richard has a birthday this very day. This is now November 5th, as I recall. November 5th, is that right?
That's right.
Yes. Today's
December 5th.
I'm sorry, December 5th. Oh, my goodness.
2 days to the anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Oh, Wolfie, will you just be quiet? Ron, what do you say? How old is little Richard today?
Well, 58.
Could you talk in your own voice? Would that be possible? I'm getting sick to death of Ron Reagan.
58 years old.
Hey, that's
See?
Good.
He still
I know
sounds
it's,
like
a, it's the same.
I have a lovely voice, too, don't I?
You have a very nice voice, a very nice voice. And we have talent scouts all over the country listening. They're not going to hire Ronald Reagan. They'll figure you got to pay him $2 million. You could get hired for something. Aren't you glad you're using your right voice now?
Yes, I am.
Sign that man up right now. Give him a
contract. Because I'm going to keep using my right voice as well, too. Yeah, because people, you know, they should talk in their own voice, you know. Otherwise, get out of here, George Bailey.
Excellent.
Barbara, what do you say? How old is the little Richard?
I didn't hear what the other lad said there.
Doesn't really matter, because you should guess independently and not be influenced by other people, but he said 58.
58.
Yes.
56.
And I'm afraid to ask this question. What do you say, Wolfie?
The speed limit.
55, as I recall. Unless it's 65, yeah. Like in New Hampshire. Okay, 55. And Debbie?
Have you ever heard of him?
I was going to ask that.
Yeah, Little Richard. And I'm surprised she's heard of IHOP.
Pecan pancakes hold the pecans.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, my stomach is really turning.
That's
now.
Really ribald. Isn't that sophisticated hip humor?
It's so hip. It's so cool. Right over my head.
Yeah, right.
I still
pecan, pecan pancakes hold the pecan. That's really pretty good, huh?
That must be a nutty joke.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
Jack. Don't encourage him, Jack.
I'm sorry.
So, Debbie, what do you think? Little Richard is how old?
62.
62, you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know who he is? You never answered the question.
You remember too much, Tony. Yeah.
I believe her, don't you?
Yeah. That was a positive answer, wasn't
wow.
it,
Danny?
He was a singer, wasn't he?
Still is.
Yeah.
See?
See, you know. Okay. That's very good. Tony, what do you think?
61.
And Jack?
I'll say 58.
58. Okay, the same as Ron. Okay. Okay, Little Richard actually is 60 years old today. Let me see. We have a few. I guess Tony came the closest. He said 61. Yes, we had 62 from you, Debbie, and 58 from Ron and Jack. But anyway, what am I saying? It doesn't really matter. Tony's the winner of that first round.
Yay.
You know Calvin Trillin, and I know Debbie will know Calvin Trillin, but I'm not sure about the rest of you. He's a humorist.
He's the comic book. He's the guy in the Sunday papers, Calvin and Hobbes. You know that one, Debbie?
No, he's
that's
not.
Calvin Trillin.
Now cut that out. No, he's a writer. He's got a number of books. His last one is If You Can't Say Something Nice, and it's a collection of his newspaper columns.
If you can't say something nice, insult the person outwardly.
I just turned him down, okay? We'll turn him back up, because when I turn him down, unfortunately, I turn everybody else down except you and Tony, Jack.
Oh, Jack, Tony.
Okay. No, he's Calvin Trillin was the guy who said, there was only one fruitcake ever made, and that's passed
he
around
was the originator
family
of that.
To family. He's the originator of that. He lives in Greenwich Village. He's somewhere in the Midwest. He's a very funny, great humorist.
Dry
humorist, that's right. Very dry. Oh, dry, yes.
Oh, dry.
What do you think, Jack? How old is Calvin Trillin?
You know, he could either be younger than he looks or older than he looks or just... I'll say he's...
Or anything's more sickening than that, to that attempt.
So you're saying he's somewhere in between?
Yeah.
He's stuck between young and old.
He's not either. I'll say that he's 54.
With or without geritol?
Tony, what do you think?
I say he's a dusty 57.
A dusty 57?
Because he's dry.
Oh, I see.
There
and
we go again.
And Debbie,
I have to do something next one. I know
Debbie, that you're a big fan and you read all his stuff. How old do you think he is from his writings?
She got his fruitcake.
That's right.
Who is this again?
Calvin Trillin.
Used to be on Johnny Carson all the time.
Who? That's right. That's right. He did show up there.
59.
59. Okay. And Wolfie?
Let me go with a game of pool. Try and figure that one out.
18.
We never try to figure out anything you say, Wolfie. Whatever, so just give us a number if you
whatever
will,
the ball's add up to. Excuse
61.
Me.
61.
61. Barbara?
59.
59. Okay. And what do you say, Ron?
58.5.
58.5. Okay. We don't usually accept halves, but you're wrong anyway, so it doesn't really matter. We bend the rules when you're wrong. That's a rule we just made up. Anyway, Calvin Trillin is actually 57, and both Tony and Jack guessed it right on the button.
So that was you said 57 too, Jack.
Didn't I? Yeah.
You said it just before I did, and didn't even influence my guess.
Yeah,
because I didn't hear him.
I used to. Don't you remember saying that, Jack?
I thought I said 54 somehow.
Yeah, I think he did.
Did you say 54?
Well, if you say I said 57, well then I said 57. No, I think I said 54.
Yeah. Little quirk in the scoring, Jack.
What a nice, honest person you are. Then we'll just. Just for your honesty, it'll pay off in getting you eliminated from winning that round. That'll teach you to be honest. That means that Tony is the sole winner of two of the rounds.
I didn't mean to do
I'm
that.
I'm sorry. You know, I must have been looking at his age when you were saying 54, just automatically writing down the, well, never mind about that. Morgan Brittany. You know what her real name is? A lot of people care about Morgan Brittany.
Something not even close. Right.
That's right. It is not even close. Her name is not only that, but I got three different sources of ages, and each source has got a different age for all within a year of each other. But there aren't two sources that have the same age. Morgan Brittany was born Suzanne Cupito.
Huh.
Appears occasionally on Dallas and is married to stuntman Jack Gill. So her name really should be Suzanne Gill, which is a nice name.
Hmm.
And Suzanne Cupito is okay. And they have a daughter, and her name is Aloysia Vrilla. And I made that up. Let's start with you, Wolfie. How old is Morgan Brittany?
Well, I can envision her. Let me try for her upper size, 48.
Okay.
What was she in?
Dallas.
She was in one of those. Okay.
Yes, she was. She was in Dallas. She's also in Methuen and Tewksbury. Nobody knows why. Tony, what do you think?
But she was under an assumed name back then.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She and, speaking of assumed names, Tuesday Weld, if she wanted to check into a hotel under an assumed... Would she check in under an assumed day? She didn't want to be recognized?
Well, in this town, yeah, maybe, because of Weld. What if she married Governor Weld? Would her name then be Tuesday Weld Weld?
I guess it would. Son of a gun.
She'd move up to Thursday.
Yeah. Huh?
Anyway, Tony, I think we seem to come to a dead end on that old thing.
It's a brick wall.
Jack Lemmon would register if he wanted to be incognito under an assumed fruit. Yeah, yeah. And Jim Rice, the former Red Sox outfielder,
under an assumed grain.
Oh, yeah, or under an assumed condiment. And what do you say, Tony?
Starch.
Morgan Brittany, huh?
Ringo Starr would be under an assumed astronomer's sign.
Oh.
Or astrological sign.
Or an assumed piece of jewelry.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes.
Necco Star or something?
Larry Bird could fly away.
He could register under an assumed foul. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of one, but I can't.
Larry George Bush could be under an assumed shrub. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Just keep going. I'm trying to think of one myself.
What do you think, Tony? Just tell us Morgan Brittany's name.
40.
She could register on an assumed country now.
She could. Anyway,
could she?
Michael Caine could register under an assumed walking stick.
Yes.
I'm glad I haven't thought of any. After that, I'm real happy. I'll have to say 49. No, 47.
47. Okay. And Ron, what do you say?
43.
Did you say 43, Ron? 43. When I said talk in your own voice, you really went as far away from that other one as you could. Okay. Let's see. And Barbara, what do you think?
40.
40?
Yeah.
Okay. And Jack?
44.
44. And Debbie, what do you think?
39.
39. You're trying to.
Okay, it sounded terrifying.
Yeah, it's going to be oh no. It's okay with me. Okay, the actual age of Morgan Brittany, and I told you I had three different ages. So anybody who comes the closest to any of those three, unless somebody hits one of them right on the button, One source said 40, another said 41, and a third said 42. And Barbara said 40, so she's the only one who hit it right on the button with those ages, although Ron came very close with 43.
Hmm. Oh, good.
How do you like your golden pancakes, baby?
Oh, tasty, Bob.
At least I wasn't the one that told the world about take the chicken out.
Wolfie, be quiet.
What does that mean something? Did I miss something?
The contestants are getting aggravated with Wolfie now.
This whole station's going to revolt. The FCC is going to be here in just a moment saying, no, it's not any actual law he's violating, just boredom. What is this?
Sean.
Yes.
Wolfie is worse than Howard Stern.
Yeah, in a way, I suppose, except maybe I'd put him in the same category. He's just a...
Very annoying.
Just kind of the mouth opens and things just come out, and they make no sense. Okay, Jim Messiner. Wait a minute.
That is not...
Who?
Messina. Messina of the team of... what is that team?
Loggins? Oh, that is...
Yeah, Loggins and Messina. That's right. That's right. Thank you. See, now, I knew you weren't the Ronald Reagan when you know things like this, because you're much too hip.
I'm Ron Jr., actually.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, of Loggins and Messina, the Messina part, Jim Messina, how old would you say he is?
I'd say he's 45.
Not that we asked you yet, but what the hell?
Oh, yeah. Born in Maywood, California, December 5th. You said 45?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you say, Barbara?
44.
And Wolfie?
Oh, let's go for my waist size, 48.
Well, you haven't used that funny joke since the last time you played.
Since the last time his waist was 48.
Yeah, that's right. I think last time we're up to about 63 on the waist size. Debbie, what do you think? You know Jim Messina? Messina and...
Now, if he checked into town, would he have to check into... what? Never mind. If I can't say it, I'm not even going to waste my time with a joke.
Wow.
Under an assumed foreign city, because it's a city in Sicily.
Messina, that's right. Yeah.
So he would.
Yes, he would. Oh, yes, he would.
Assumed municipality.
Yeah, that was a long way past.
Johnny Cash would have to register on an assumed rate of currency.
A currency exchange. Johnny Peso. I don't know.
What do you say, Debbie? Jim Messina.
Johnny Ruble.
His
brother Bonnie.
Johnny Appleseed.
You have to register under a seed, under a... Well, never.
Under an...
Isn't there a Johnny Paycheck?
Under a seed gnome.
Yeah, Johnny Paycheck would have to register under an assumed income...
Stipend.
Debbie, anyway, Jim Messina, how old is he?
55.
And Tony?
47. I'll go 47 for Messina.
Jack Hart would have to register under an assumed body part.
Sure.
Yeah. And how old would you say that Jim Messina is?
Jack Lung. I'll go 45.
What about you, Norm? You have two first names.
Yeah.
So you could just register and make up any last name.
You could go under an assumed Revolutionary War hero. Like Nathan Hale.
Yeah. Nathan Hale, yeah, that's right, too. That's. As a matter of fact...
I'm so happy my name doesn't fall into really any of these categories.
Now, one station I worked at, the morning guy was Jess Kane, and I was the afternoon guy. And so they had billboards, Raise Kane, Hale Nathan. I thought that was kind of nice.
Did they really?
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Wow. That is really interesting.
You were really popular back then.
Yeah, people knew who I was then.
You had billboards.
Yeah, actually billboards. You ever see your name on a billboard? Is that a kick? It looks like something that came out of a typewriter, only blown up a lot. I can't quite explain that.
And now all you do is get a little blurb maybe in the newspaper that says, makes you long for Norm Nathan.
Yeah, now occasionally I get a note from the program department saying there's no need to come in Sunday because we got some other program in mind.
getting too popular.
And spelling my name wrong, probably, too. Okay. Anyway, Chad Mitchell.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry, we haven't found the winner, have we? I'm sorry, Jim Messina is 45.
Ooh.
That means Jack Hart, you did say 45, did you not, Jack?
Yes, I did.
And so did Ron. So you two guys are the winners this round.
They're all cheating except the Wolfie.
Oh, Wolfie, be quiet. Just talk to your wife.
That's Robert.
That's wow. Not the way. That's not the way. That's not the one, right way that Ron Reagan would talk. I'm so glad you're in disguise now, Ron.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
Chad Mitchell, singer born at Portland, Oregon on this very day, December 5th. Chad, is that part of Chad and Jeremy, that folk team?
They were English, I think. Chad and Jeremy were English.
Okay, let me see. I have no other information on Chad. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on just a minute now, Chad. Yeah.
This just in.
Well, that was a birthday today, yeah.
I never heard if it's...
Want to skip him?
Anybody?
Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Do you all want to skip Chad Mitchell?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then we're going on to December 8th, which is Tuesday, and it's the birthday of Kim Basinger. Basinger. Kim Basinger was born.
Who cares? Don't who cares 8th. How you say her name? Just kiss me.
Okay. You want to? Who you?
No,
talk,
not you.
Who
I don't
you
sound like I wanted
to?
You to kiss me.
Okay.
Oh God.
Okay, Kim Basinger. I know that you were looking at Wolfie. Okay. Okay. Let me.
I'll
turn
him down the whole box of value. If he looks at me.
I don't know what you said, but I'm certainly not going to ask you to repeat it. Debbie, how old do you think Kim Basinger is?
I don't know who she is.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah. You know who it was you went out with this past night? Remember his name?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, that's good.
Sure?
I suppose that's the only really...
I bet you when his birthday comes around, you won't know who he is. It seems like you don't know anybody on their birthdays.
It's just her way to avoid giving gifts.
That's right. Why? So she is
tomorrow she'll know
the rest
all these people are. She'll be saying, oh, I was reading Calvin Trillin just the other day.
Yeah. I have to keep this in mind now.
Yeah.
Oh, never heard of her. Who's that? It's your mother. Oh.
My mother, yeah.
What do you say, Debbie? How old is Kim Basinger?
Can I go last?
I must have amnesia.
Is your voice getting higher, or is my ears getting longer and longer? What do you say?
37,
I don't know. 42, I don't know. 56, I don't know.
Not her measurements or age.
Yeah, 37, though, that's a measurement, and it's just a right arm.
It's just no.
No, that's the punchline to a very bad joke that I once knew. Barbara, what do you think? How old is Kim Basinger?
Well, I don't know her either.
34. Okay. And Ron, what do you say?
Well, I know her personally. I'd say 36.
36. Okay. And Tony, what do you say?
That's a pretty good endorsement, 36.
Okay, Jack?
Yeah, I was married to her once.
Thirty-four. And if Joan Rivers would register under an assumed waterway. Wolfie, what do you think?
I gotta go with the 33.
33. Isn't that nice of him? He sang it for us. He didn't have to do that, but he was kind.
But he did.
And he did, and we ought to respect him for that.
But I don't.
You know, Chuck Connors would have to register under an assumed inner city landmark.
I don't get that one at all.
Connor. If you're from Boston, Connor.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Connor. Did they check out the sex of Steve McQueen?
Did he say what he
had to register?
Yeah, he did say what he said.
Yeah, after an assumed royalty or something.
Yeah, but he said, I don't know what he meant. Like you said, it's not worth repeating.
No, Kim Basinger, or Basinger, or Basinger, is 39.
What?
Wow.
39. So the closest, actually, was Debbie. Would you believe that? Debbie, that's very good. You said 37. And nobody came closer than that. So,
everybody had fun laughing at me. Yeah.
See, aren't they?
Did you see Batman, Debbie? Did you see Batman?
No.
A Blind Date, or that movie where she was...
My Mother's an Alien.
Yeah, where she was a cartoon.
What's the score so far?
Cool World.
Cool World.
No.
Okay.
Wow. Did you get out much? Oh, you went out tonight to IHOP. That's right. I'm sorry.
I saw a story about her in the Weekly World News. She's there. Her mother's got her chained in the basement.
That's one of the stories?
Oh, it's always every third week.
Yeah. Okay, somebody, I believe it was Ron, who asked for a rundown of the score so far, and I'd be happy to do that. Tony has 2 and leads with 2.
Wow.
And having 1 apiece, Jack, Debbie, Barbara, and Ron.
And Wolfie trailing the field.
What else is new?
Okay, December 9th, Wednesday. It's the birthday of Bo Bridges. You ought to have a little fun with that one.
Yeah, what do you have to
register on?
Under an assumed expansion.
How many bridges does he have to cross?
A river span.
Yeah. Roadway. A different roadway.
Or under an assumed Christmas package decoration.
See, that's the Bo part. See,
wow.
That's Bo.
I guess if a Chuck Connors under an assumed meat, but...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Ron, what do you say? How old is would Bo Bridges be on Wednesday the 9th?
I'm really getting ill.
Bo's Bridges are 45.
45. Okay, Bo is the older of the two, by the way. You know that.
Yeah.
Jeff,
yeah.
Who looks older, is actually younger, but
Jeff,
he's also the one in the middle, even though he looks like he's on the left-hand side.
That's right.
It's an optical illusion.
That's right.
Jeff looks older than his dad.
Jeff, you think Jeff looks older than his dad? Jeff Bridges?
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, not Jeff. Which was the one you asked about?
Bo.
Bo.
Yeah, Bo Bridges.
Bo is the older one of the two brothers. Okay, Wolfie, what do you say?
I say the Chelsea Bridges stuck in the up position. 46.
Too bad you're not. Maybe never. Okay, Tony, what do you say?
And now moving right along.
I feel funny talking this way in front of Debbie now that I think of it. The position? No, I don't know what that means.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Okay. We don't know what happened at the IHOP tonight. The syrup may have not been on the pancakes.
Man.
All right, Bo. He's a burning.
Burning bridges, yeah.
But what was the first answer?
The first name.
We have 2 answers.
Bro. Oh,
yeah. Bo Bridges.
Yeah.
Yeah, 45, 46 are the two ages.
48.
So 48.
A burning 48, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Debbie?
I don't know who he is.
Is he the father on different strokes?
Hmm?
Is he the father on different strokes?
Wow.
I don't know, was he? I don't know.
Wasn't that Conrad Bain?
Oh, yeah.
Oops. Sounds the same, though, doesn't it? Bo Bridges, Conrad Bain. It's sort of a similar sound to the name.
John Wayne, Ethel Berman, you think about it.
The Sound of Music.
Oh, God, I can't stand it.
Barbara,
and who did I just ask? Debbie, how old is Bo Bridges, Debbie? Say it, Debbie, for God's sake. How much?
53.
And Barbara?
44.
Jack?
Oh, 50.
Okay, he's actually 51.
Oh.
And so...
Jack.
So Jack is the closest. Yeah, the other closest was Debbie, who said 53. Debbie comes very close for somebody who doesn't know anybody. Debbie will say that every time she's on with her.
Yep.
Okay, here's the final one.
And not a moment too soon.
Not a moment too soon, because I'm getting sick of it myself.
Oh.
And so Tony and Jack are both tied with 2 apiece.
I wonder if we should have mentioned, maybe this will give, or we'll be tied anyway. If someone, we have a soft phone. We have a special prize.
Oh, yeah. If anybody wins, we can send them the soft phone.
A soft phone.
It's a real phone, and it's made out of it's a foamy thing. You hook it up, and it's actually a phone.
And what are you trying to say, Norm? It's a phone? You're trying to tell us it's a telephone?
Oh, is that what it's used for? No, but it actually works, and it's, you can bounce it around. It's really nice. Because you can do that with your own phone anyway.
That's true.
Okay, let's start with you, Jack. How old is... Oh, I didn't tell you who it was we're talking about. Also, Wednesday the 9th is the birthday of Kirk Douglas.
Ah.
Okay, we'll start with you, Jack.
Kirk Douglas.
Now, he's got two first names.
Yes, he has.
He'd have to register under an assumed first name.
Yeah, or an assumed last name. Or just make up a last name.
Did I ever tell you that when I worked at one of my first stations...
yeah, you did, Norm.
I did go through that. I followed a guy. I replaced a guy whose name was Nelson Norman. Did I tell you this wonderful story?
No.
So naturally, when I came along, they figured my name was Nathan Norman. And I would introduce the sports
guy. You have brothers? Is that the thing?
We don't have to throw in lines like that because I don't even know what you mean.
Well, did they think you were brothers that had a show, one that followed the other?
Well, they just were used to Norman as a last name. Because this was Nelson Norman. He had two front and last names also, see? Mm-hmm. We're wasting too much time on this,
I really
Jack.
Regret having say I never heard this story.
So Frank, I would introduce somebody like Frank Fallon, who's our sports guy, and say, 645? My voice was younger then. At 645, I sound more like Debbie. Time for sports with Frank Fallon. Take it, Frank. And he would say, thank you very much, Nathan Norman, and good evening, sports fans. And I used to stand there with signs begging him pointing out it was the other way around.
Now, at this station, did everyone have the first letter of both names had to be the same? Nelson Norman, Nathan, Frank Fallon.
Oh, that's true. I hadn't thought of that.
Peter Pumpernickel, I mean, was.
And due to inflation, Pumpernickel is now called Pumpaquata.
Okay.
Well, I'd say that Kirk Douglas.
quick. Yeah. Even if you don't know the answer, keep talking.
He's in so much pain, Jack.
He's going to be 75.
75. Okay. And what do you say, Tony?
76.
That's the spirit.
Oh, jeez. Debbie, what do you say? I don't ever heard of him.
Michael Douglas is his son. Do you know Michael Douglas?
You don't know Michael Douglas? Honest to God, are you making this up?
No.
He lives right down the street from you.
Okay. Fatal Attraction. Basic Instinct.
What was the last?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's his son.
His father.
Yeah. How old is he, Debbie?
71.
And Wolfie?
77 Sunset Strip.
Oh God! Someone get me the sodium pentothal.
Just be thankful you never will have. You don't have a son like that.
Too bad somebody did.
Yeah, somebody did. That was the foisted him on the world.
Who should we be angry with, Wolfie or the creator of the whole thing?
Barbara, what do you think? Besides your thoughts about Wolfie, I would like your opinion on... Oh, why don't I shut up? How old do you think Kirk Douglas will be on the 9th?
Well, I want to say 76, but I don't want to tie with...
tie with me, baby.
But Tony, if you say 77, you'll be wrong, because I'm 93.8% wrong all the time.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What was it, Barbara? Say that again.
76.
That's fair.
76, okay. Yes. And Ron?
74.
74. Okay. Okay, actually, Kirk Douglas will be 76, so you're right to stick with
that one.
You knew it?
Yeah, and that's why I didn't want to tie with Tony.
Why didn't
now
you want to
be? Now he has three.
Yeah, but if you
get one, too.
But it'd still be 76 if you said something else.
I mean, Tony would still have three correct answers, whether you said that or not. Meantime, you have two correct answers.
Aren't you happy you tied with me, though?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
Tony.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But Tony wins the game.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want him to win.
Tony.
Yeah. Oh, in that case, somebody untie us, will you? Tony. Get me out of here. Jeez, Barbara.
Tony, can I have your gift?
Yeah. How about this? I'll call you up on it.
Okay.
That's the next best thing. I'll call you up on the soft phone, Ron.
Don't call Collect, though.
Okay, Ron had one, and Barbara had two. Debbie had one.
Amazing.
Tony had three, and Jack had two. That's right. Yeah, Wolfie is right
Wolfie
there.
Wolfie is now being
Cut him off.
Eased.
Wolfie is a zero.
Well, I want to thank all of you for being on the game, especially you, Wolfie, and thank you very much for taking part. He's gone.
Oh, you haven't got another one. Nobody else was born today?
Yes, I have one.
What's that?
Bo Jackson, November 30th.
No, but that's, I don't believe that's today's date.
George Washington.
That's right.
15. Oh, today's date. Today's what, the 5th?
Yeah, today's the 5th. And today's if there aren't the a whole lot born on this day, we pick some coming
Strom
up.
Strom Thurmond.
Strom Thurmond was born on this. What do you
right.
got? You got a whole list with their ages?
Right, I know Strom.
You know Strom Thurmond?
Yeah.
How do you have, oh, that's right, because you're President Reagan.
No.
How do you know Strom Thurmond?
My grandfather.
He's your grandfather?
No, my grandfather knows him.
Really?
Yeah.
Is your grandfather still alive?
No, my grandfather passed away.
Oh. Is Strom Thurmond still alive? Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Now, he's 89 years old. And I didn't mention him because I thought 90, that'd be too 90. Tough. He's 90?
Yeah.
Okay, see, this thing says 89. Now, maybe they're going by the old ages.
Well, if he's in politics, he was always lying about it, so
He could have been lying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's another one. So Strom Thurmond is 90. That's right. This other source says 90. And this third one says 90 also. You're right.
So the Bible that you use was actually wrong.
Yeah, it's been wrong a couple of times.
Hmm.
It hasn't matched up.
Well, when we have them on, we'll have to take it up with them.
Yeah, that's right. The guy who wrote that. Okay, I want to thank you very much, Ron, for playing the game with us. I appreciate that.
Good night, Ron.
Bye.
I almost said Mr. President for a second.
He sounded a little dispirited. Did you think so? No? Maybe he's just kind of low-key.
I think once I mentioned the soft phone, he just began to drool.
Yeah.
And I was just so disappointed.
Yeah.
Well, we'll play the game again tomorrow. We'll perhaps have a chance to win at that time. Debbie? Hello, Debbie?
Yeah.
Who?
This on?
Yeah. That's right. Who's Debbie? I'll say 22. Debbie? I never heard. Anyway, thank you very much for playing the game with us, Debbie. And my best to your mom.
Okay.
And your dad, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you remember who they are.
Yeah, right. They sort of look like you, only they're a little older. Hello, is this on? Barbara.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you, I have two first names also. Huh.
What's your last name?
Alexander.
That's very good. Alexander. Well, Barbara's not exactly a last name, though, is it?
No. But my husband was Robert.
Oh, Robert.
Robert Alexandre.
Robert Alexandre.
Oui.
Bon. De. Wind of Juan. Well. C'est lui pour moi, moi. Anyway, thank you very much for playing the game, Barbara.
Okay, Norm. It was a pleasure.
Pleasure having
Good
you
night.
On.
Good night.
Okay, thank you.
We have somebody out from Canada every now and then just to keep our relations kind of like an uneven keel with our neighbors to the north. Because otherwise they get very angry with us and are apt to come across the border en masse.
That's right.
A marauding team of Canadians.
Okay.
Why is that funny? I don't know, but it is.
I don't know.
Ha, ha, ha,
ha. Jack, yeah. We'll be checking with you in about 10 minutes. We expect a first-class report.
Okay.
But we know we're not going to get it, so what the heck? That was not a nice thing to say. And Tony, of course.
Wah.
Wah. Okay, the time is about 4 minutes before 4 o'clock. You're tuned to WBZ, and I think that's very, very nice of you to do that. And what else can I say? Wade Boggs, he could register under an assumed swamp. Yeah, let me work on that.
When's the last time you tried Ovaltine?
I won't start off the day without it. The first time I drank Ovaltine, I was only 3 years old. And you know what? Ovaltine tastes as good today as it did then. And it's so nutritious, I don't take vitamin tablets.
Fact is, just 2 glasses of classic Ovaltine and milk contain more than 10 essential vitamins and minerals. That's extra nutrients you won't find in coffee, cocoa, or tea. With Ovaltine, you get almost 100% of the daily recommended allowance of B-complex vitamins A, C, and D, plus lots of other important nutrients.
I brought all three of my kids up on Ovaltine, and now I've introduced it to my grandchildren. They all love Ovaltine. You'd be surprised how easy it is to get kids to drink something that's good for them when it tastes as good as Ovaltine.
Isn't it time you discovered classic Ovaltine? Ovaltine tastes good, and it's good for you. Ovaltine. Lou Ennis of Chicago, Illinois, is telling us about his red, itchy skin problem.
I'm allergic to my watch. It caused my arm to get red and itchy all under here and drive me nuts.
But Lou Ennis got relief using Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder.
Gold Bond Medicated Powder gives you the comfort zone. It cools, soothes, and makes the itching stop. You can put it on and rub it and it doesn't show.
Gold Bond's Triple Action is like three great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's Triple Action Gold Bond.
Well, it was cooling, soothing, and very comfortable. Gold Bond powder is the powder you use for little skin problems, any itching, rash, and it makes you feel better. Gold Bond medicated powder alleviates my problem. I keep it handy.
Try Triple Action Gold Bond medicated powder. Use only as directed. Available at drugstores and supermarkets everywhere.
Button up for First Night 93, the 17th annual New Year's Eve celebration of the arts in Boston, offering you music, dance, film, theater, fireworks, and over 250 performances by 1,000 artists. First Night buttons are only $7 now through Christmas. Get yours today at all Boston area Avant-Pan French Bakery cafes, Fleet Banks, or by calling Ticketmaster at 617-931-2000. First Night 93, from your First Night information station, WBZ News Radio 1030.
Okay, we'll be around for about another 35 minutes. So do call us. We'll take some more calls on whatever the subject may be. We'll just keep it light, as you can tell. 254-1030. WBZ and the National Safety Council remind you to use designated drivers this holiday season. When you're out in a party or celebrating with friends, have one person agree not to drink and take the responsibility of driving others home safely. Have a safe holiday season. And remember, WBZ here for you. Norm Nathan here at WBZ. Thank you so much, along with Tony Nesbitt, along with the news coming right up now.
The WBZ Midday News keeps you informed. Join the WBZ Midday team for news, weather, and traffic on the threes every weekday on New England's station for news, WBZ Boston.
This one had me laughing hard. Norm's stories, assumed names, and Ron getting his digs in on Wolfie. Just madness. I believe I have discovered what prompted the discussion on smoking. A commercial that probably played multiple times an hour. Please enjoy this unfiltered ditty from Easy Quit.
What do you love about smoking? Think about it. How the sensation of inhaling soothes you. How a cigarette between your lips helps you think. How a cigarette in your hand makes you feel at ease. Sound familiar? That's the mark of an oral addiction. And if you want to quit smoking, that's what you'll have to beat. For you, there's Easy Quit Smoking Control System. EasyQuit's scientifically formulated filter cartridge and patented airflow system work together to simulate the sensation of inhaling a pleasant-tasting, mild cigarette. You don't light it, you simply inhale. EasyQuit calms your oral addiction until your cravings pass. Bit by bit, you gain the strength to quit. Use EasyQuit as often as you like. You can even use it with a patch or gum. Over 1 million people have quit or cut down with no drug, no nicotine EasyQuit. A complete system is just $19.95 plus $4 shipping and handling, with a money-back guarantee. Order now. Call 1-800-443-4100. That's 1-800-443-4100.
Closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For the Russian, Spanish, and Belgian Flemish versions of the Dumb Birthday Game. Lou Innes. First dates at IHOP. Comedy translations. Smoking. Quitting smoking. Robert from Everett, Greg the Squirrel Man, prizes from the dentist, health-conscious barbers, tongue depressor and cotton swab artistry, Spig Nana Mama meters, Greyhound, Peter Pan, Peter Pumpernickel, and Peter Pumperquarter. Registering at hotels under assumed names. The FCC. The Soft Phone. Nelson Norman, Frank Fallon, Jess Kane, Jack Hart, and Nathan Norman. I'm sorry, I mean Norm Nathan. I'm Theodore Roosevelt.